सो आई थिंक मे हैज़ टेकन एवरी वन बाई सरप्राइज. कहाँ हम आने वाली गर्मी की तैयारी में लगे हुए थे और पिछले दो एपिसोड से आपसे इसी बारे में बात कर रहे थे कि कैसे अपने प्लांट्स को आने वाली गर्मी से बचाएं, और कहाँ अब हम काले बादलों, आंधी और धुले हुए नीले आसमान को देख रहे हैं और सोच रहे हैं क्या हमें कुछ बदलना चाहिए. ऑल ऑफ मे has been sprinkled with cyclones and surprise rain showers and considerable drop in temperature. In fact, as I sat down to record this week's episode 2, I heard the howling sound of the storm outside, and by the time I reached my windows to shut out the dust, I heard the welcome sound of raindrops pittering and pattering on the parched road below. And then I got thinking, kya baatein karein is episode mein? Should we make any changes? And then I looked at my plants. They stood happy, embracing the weather as it came, not confused, not bothered, not in the least questioning the sudden turn of weather. Have you observed your plants lately? What is your garden saying? Phir maine socha, let's leave the weather play its own tune. And in our seventh episode today, let's continue to focus on growing, caring, and protecting our little green friends. तो आज के एपिसोड में पल्लवी विल शेयर अ सिंपल येट इफेक्टिव होममेड पेस्टिसाइड फ्रॉम अ सरप्राइज रॉ मटीरियल दैट यू हैव इजी एक्सेस टू इन योर ओन हाउस, वाइल संगीता विल टॉक अबाउट मेकिंग एंड यूजिंग लिक्विड मेन्योर इन डिटेल. गर्मियों में हम एडवाइस करते हैं कि सॉलिड खाद ना दें क्योंकि उससे जड़ें जलने का खतरा रहता है. Liquid manure is the best nutrition that can be given to plants in summer. So Sangeeta will talk about it. Pallavi will then bring in another Garbarjhala discussion, while I, Chandana, will cover succulents in the section Know Your Plants, focusing on jade. So tayar ho jaiye, relax and listen in to our seventh episode of Sow and Reap, the Urban Gardening Podcast.
Welcome to Sow and Reap, the Urban Gardening Podcast. This is India's first gardening podcast. We are three women who are crazy about urban gardening beyond our day jobs.
I'm Chandana, codename Adinium.
I'm Sangeeta, codename Green Thumb.
I'm Pallavi, codename Carnation.
Hi, I'm Pallavi, and I'm back with another homemade insecticide. Last time we talked about making an oil-based pesticide for your plants. This time, I'll tell you how to make an insecticide using a common protein shampoo from a sachet. अब आप कृपया करके अपने महंगे शैम्पू से ये ना बनाएं. It's totally not worth it. ये कोई भी ब्रांड के प्रोटीन शैम्पू से बन सकता है. This insecticide works for most insects like aphids, mealybugs, spider and scale. You can apply this insecticide in any season. And depending on how bad the infestation is, you can repeat the 3-step cycle in 15 days. चलिए देखते हैं कि हमें क्या चाहिए. इसके लिए आपको 4 teaspoon shampoo, 1 teaspoon lime juice, 1 teaspoon सिरका या विनेगर, 2 teaspoons neem oil और खूब सारा पानी. On day 1, you can take 2 teaspoon of the shampoo and mix it with 20 liters of water. This can be sprayed on all the plants thoroughly. Remember what I told you last time. Do not use this spray during the hottest part of the day. And cover the underside of all leaves as well, because that is where most insects lay their eggs. Now, on day 2, mix 1 teaspoon lime juice and 1 teaspoon vinegar in 1 liter of water and spray it on the plants. इसे भी आप कड़ी धूप में ना लगाएं और सारी पत्तियों को अच्छी तरह से गीला करने की कोशिश करें. By this time, most of your pest would be gone. But it is important to follow the third step to catch any new pests that have been born in the last few days. So, on day 9, mix 2 teaspoon of neem oil with 2 teaspoon of shampoo and add it to 10 liters of water. Again, spray this on all your plants. This is the final spray of your shampoo spray process and should take care of most of your pests. If you do see pest after this spray, you can repeat the process again from day 15. अब आपको मैंने दो घर के बनाए इंसेक्टिसाइड की रेसिपी दी है, मगर आप अपने पौधों का थोड़ा ध्यान रखेंगे तो उनकी ज़रूरत भी नहीं पड़नी चाहिए. कीप योर प्लांट्स अवे फ्रॉम एनी काइंड ऑफ स्ट्रेस, वेदर इट इज़ टेम्परेचर रिलेटेड, फूड रिलेटेड और वाटर रिलेटेड. चूज द राइट लोकेशन फॉर योर प्लांट्स सो दैट इट गेट्स द रिक्वायर्ड अमाउंट ऑफ सनलाइट एंड फ्रेश एयर. एंड रिमेंबर टू फीड इट एज रिक्वायर्ड यूजिंग होम मेड कॉम्पोस्ट और फर्टिलाइजर्स. एंड फाइनली water regularly to maintain its health. If you provide these basic care to your plants, then they will flourish and you will not need anything else.
Want to know how to grow a particular plant? We bring you Know Your Plant or KYP.
Thank you, Pallavi, for these great tips. I had no idea that shampoo could be used as an insecticide. So now when nothing is handy, I think I will go and find some shampoo and create these insecticides if my plants need something. Continuing with our focus on summer plants and something that we can grow easily during these dry, hot months, we will continue our section on Know Your Plants, focusing on succulents. And today I will talk about jade. Succulents, as we all know, is a beautiful group of plants, also known popularly as desert plants due to their limited water requirements and hardy nature. These are drought-resistant plants and their leaves, stems or roots become more than usually fleshy by the development of water-storing tissues. They are loved by a lot of gardeners who have paucity of space or time and yet want to pursue their hobby, as these are easy to grow, to care for, and also to display both outdoors and indoors. In fact, they make for beautiful tabletops or countertops and are seen a lot in office spaces or now in the work from home scenario on your workstations. Most common succulents grown in India, and you may know them by different names, but we'll use the common names here, is Sansevieria, which is snake plant, mother-in-law's tongue, etc., which is typically seen by long protruding leaves, green or yellow in color. Then jade, aloe vera, yes, aloe vera is also a succulent, aeoniums, adenium, and aquavera. Sangeeta has covered adenium beautifully in episodes 4, 5, and 6. And you can visit them if you are growing adeniums or want to grow adeniums. Today, in our episode 7, we are going to cover jade. Now, jade is a beautiful, sturdy succulent which can be shaped easily to look like a bonsai tree, a ring, a basket fill, or just hanging beautifully. The jade plant is an evergreen with thick branches. It has thick, shiny, smooth leaves that grow in opposing pairs along branches. So what do we need to know to grow and care for a jade plant? I am going to share what I have done to grow jade in my balcony and what has helped me be successful in it. So the first thing you need is the container. Now jade, like all succulents, has shallow roots. So 3 to 4 inch up to an 8 inch pot works absolutely well for it. You can use small dishes, you can use trays, or you can use shallow containers to grow jade. I have used discarded boxes to grow jade. The soil mix, that's next. Jade, like all succulents, needs porous and well-drained soil. Matlab, aapne pani diya aur pani pure mitti ko geela karte hue niche ke chhed se bahar nikal gaya. So jade needs a soil mix that has bajri or sand mixed in it. And the ideal potting mix is 1/3 garden soil, your normal soil, 1/3 compost, it can be the normal gobar compost or vermicompost, and 1/3 bajri or sand. You can add neem cake and bone meal if you want, but it's not mandatory. Jade doesn't need that much nutrition. So even if you have just your soil, compost and bajri or sand in place, it will work. Coming to sun, It's a semi-shade plant. So morning sunlight, 2 to 3 hours is good for it. Scorching sunlight usually doesn't work well with jade because jade has fleshy leaves that have water in it. Very harsh sun or very high temperatures force that water to evaporate, which then gives a very shriveled look to the leaves. तो बहुत ज़्यादा तेज़ अगर धूप होगी तो इसकी पत्तियों में से पानी उड़ जाएगा और वो एकदम मुरझाई हुई दिखने लगेंगी. If you plan to keep jade indoors, you need to ensure that you expose it to the sun every week. If every week is tedious, every fortnight definitely. और आपको कैसे पता चलेगा कि धूप की कमी हो रही है? अगर आप देखेंगे कि आपके प्लांट में बहुत ब्रांचेस हैं पर उसकी पत्तियां गिरने लगी हैं, तो इसका मतलब आपका प्लांट धूप मांग रहा है. और आप अगर 2-3 दिन उसको अच्छे से सुबह की धूप में रखेंगे तो आप देखेंगे धीरे धीरे पत्तियां वापस आने लगेंगी. Now watering, two things to note when you are thinking of watering jade. You should water when topsoil feels dry and you should water sufficiently that water drips from the bottom hole. Jade will definitely rot if you overwater or there is stagnant water in the pot. तो आप ऐसे समझिए जैसे जेड के पौधे को आप पानी में डुबो के और निकाल दें और सारा पानी उसमें से बह जाए, ये आपको करना है. आप उसको ऊपर से सूखने दें लेकिन इतना ना सूखने दें कि उसमें पानी की कमी होने लगे. कमिंग टू केयर टिप्स, प्रूनिंग, प्रोपोगेटिंग एंड पेस्ट. जेड लव्स ग्रूमिंग. इट ग्रोज व्हेन प्रूनड एंड इट सल्क्स व्हेन लेफ्ट अनअटेंडेड टू. How does it sulk? It just stops growing. It says, okay, you leave me alone, then I'll stay alone. So just go free with your pruning scissors from time to time and see your plant grow and get bushy. It's very easy to shape using support. So you can go creative at that too. You can bend branches, you can tie them together, you can guide their direction of growth, and you will see that the plant is quite complying. You will see shapes appearing in 1 to 2 months of adding the support. So you'll have to be a little patient about it. Because we prune, we have a lot of leaves and branches from the plant, and the blessing is that jade can easily propagate it using these branches and leaves. You can take single leaves also, but it helps if you have a bunch of 4-5 leaves and a small node branch. If you are thinking of propagating. So just pluck them out, put them in a moist bajri or cocopeat base and you will see roots emerging in 2-3 weeks. You don't even need to put it really deep. Even if you leave it on the top and just ensure that, you know, the end is touching the soil, you will see roots emerging in 2-3 weeks. The only thing you have to focus on is you need to ensure it stays moist during this time. Not the leaves, but the soil that it is on. You can put it in moist soil also if you don't have cocopeat and bajri, but the growth is faster in bajri or cocopeat and hence that is recommended. Ideally, if you've bought one jade plant and you don't succeed in drying it out, you don't need to buy another and yet fill your garden with jade plants. To give you an idea, jade grows between 5 to 20 centimeters per year. So if you think your plant is not growing, this is a benchmark you can check against. Now coming to repotting. Jade actually loves its home. It doesn't like frequent or periodic repotting. So it's recommended that you repot jade only if you need to change the soil mix, if you think your plant is dying and you know there is some sickness, then you can repot, move it to another pot. But because jade can be propagated by the pruned out branches, it's very easy to manage jade in its current pot and grow new plants by the propagating methods. So I hope this information will help you take care of your jade plants. It's a beautiful plant to keep near you. It needs a lot of love, but very little care. And the only two things that you need to take care of for jade is sun and its watering.
Chandana has talked about growing jade in your garden. And in fact, jade is the first choice for most succulent first timers. It is a beautiful plant and like all succulents, very, very easy to propagate. आपने अगर मेरी सलाह मानकर कुछ अच्छे गार्डनिंग दोस्त बनाए हैं तो उनसे इसकी कटिंग जरूर मांगिए। Just to add to what Chandana has said about jade, I want to give you a quick recipe for a homemade fungicide for succulents in general. If you remember, a fungicide helps to treat fungus growth on your plants. This baking soda solution that I'm going to talk about will help keep your succulents free from fungal growth like powdery mildew. So, you take 2.5 teaspoons of baking soda with 2 teaspoons of cooking oil. Now, why are we using cooking oil? We actually use oil in pesticides and fungicides so that the mixture does not run off quickly. ऑयल से वो पत्तियों पर चिपका रहता है पर इसीलिए हम आपको बार बार कहते हैं कि इन पेस्टिसाइड्स को कभी भी कड़ी धूप में ना लगाएं, नहीं तो आपके पत्ते पकौड़े बन जाएंगे सो यू मिक्स द 2.5 टीस्पून्स ऑफ बेकिंग सोडा विद 2 टीस्पून्स ऑफ कुकिंग ऑयल टू फॉर्म अ पेस्ट एंड वंस यू हैव अ स्मूथ पेस्ट मिक्स दिस इन 1 लीटर वाटर नाउ यू कैन स्प्रे दिस ऑन ऑल योर सक्यूलेंट्स आई वॉन्ट टू टेल यू द साइंस बिहाइंड वाई बेकिंग सोडा इज यूज एज अ फंगीसाइड फॉर सक्यूलेंट्स Succulents prefer slightly acidic soil to grow well. But acidic conditions also encourage fungal growth. And baking soda neutralizes the pH and makes the condition alkaline. This obviously prevents the growth and spread of fungus. And using it in moderation will also not harm your succulents. In fact, it will only keep it protected. तो जाइए, आप जेड की एक कटिंग लेकर आइए और अपनी बालकनी में लगाइए।
Hello and welcome back to our section on liquid manures. As discussed in our last episode, liquid manures come really handy during this monsoons. Last time we had discussed how to make bioenzymes. I hope you have all started making bioenzymes at home. So today we will talk about neem ki khali, sarso ki khali and gobar khad ka liquid manures. Dekhe, waise to tino ke basic process kaafi same hote hain. Tino hi cases mein hamare liquid manures 21 दिन में बनकर रेडी हो जाते हैं तो चलिए शुरू करते हैं हम नीम की खली के लिक्विड मैन्योर बनाने के प्रोसेस से इसके लिए हमें चाहिए 1 किलो नीम की खली और 30 लीटर पानी आप 1 किलो नीम की खली को 30 लीटर पानी में मिला लें अब इस सॉल्यूशन को 21 दिन तक ढक कर रख लें आपको इस सॉल्यूशन को रोज़ दिन में 2 बार हिलाना है एक बार सुबह और एक बार शाम को सी बेस्ट होता है कि आप इसे क्लॉकवाइज एंड एंटी क्लॉकवाइज दोनों डायरेक्शंस में 10 से 12 बार घुमाएं। अब 21 दिन बाद आपका नीम की खली का लिक्विड मैन्योर रेडी है इसी तरह आप 1 किलो सरसों की खली को 30 लीटर पानी में मिला लें और 21 दिनों तक रोज़ सुबह और शाम क्लॉकवाइज एंड एंटी क्लॉकवाइज 10 से 12 बार घुमा लें 21 दिन बाद आपका सरसों की खली का लिक्विड मैन्योर रेडी हो जाएगा अब आते हैं हम गोबर की खाद का लिक्विड मैन्योर अगर आपके पास गोबर है तो 1 किलो गोबर को 10 लीटर पानी में मिला लें इसे भी 21 दिन तक रख लीजिए और एवरी डे सुबह और शाम 10 से 12 बार क्लॉकवाइज और एंटी क्लॉकवाइज घुमा लें इस तरह 21 दिन बाद गोबर का लिक्विड मैन्योर रेडी हो जाएगा अगर आपके पास गोबर नहीं है तो उसकी जगह आप गोबर के उपले भी ले सकते हैं इन दैट केस आप 5 उपले 5 लीटर पानी में 7 दिन तक डालकर रख लीजिए एंड एवरी डे 10 से 12 बार क्लॉकवाइज एंड एंटी क्लॉकवाइज घुमा लीजिए ये सभी लिक्विड मैन्योर्स आप 1:10 की रेशियो में डाइल्यूट करके अपने प्लांट्स में डाल सकते हैं डू रिमेंबर टू डेफिनेटली गिव दिस लिक्विड मैन्योर टू योर प्लांट्स आफ्टर रेन्स नाउ हियर कम्स द क्वेश्चन लिक्विड मैन्योर बनाने के बाद जो सॉलिड मैटर बचता है उसका क्या करें उसे आप अपने कॉम्पोस्ट में ऐड कर सकते हैं या फिर किसी बड़े ट्री के नीचे मिट्टी में दबा सकते हैं. सी इजंट इट ईजी टू मेक लिक्विड मैन्योर्स. या सो नेक्स्ट एपिसोड में हम बात करेंगे अमृत जल की. सो टिल देन हैप्पी गार्डनिंग.
When you're growing plants from seeds, then you will end up with a lot of saplings. After all, not all seeds may germinate. It depends on the quality of the seeds. So you would normally plant more seeds than you need. पर अक्सर हम उन पौधों को छांटना भूल जाते हैं. हम सोचते हैं कि वो जिस दूरी पर उग रहे हैं वो उनके लिए काफ़ी है. But that is not so. Always know the space requirement of a fully grown plant. Then sort out your saplings to maintain that space. That is why we always tell you the spacing requirement or the pot size requirement of every plant in our KYP section. If the plant requires transplanting, then it is easier to remember to plant at the correct distance. But if the saplings don't need to be transplanted, then you can remove the weaker plants. आपको ये करते हुए शायद थोड़ा दुख हो क्योंकि आप पौधों को मार रहे हैं. But gardening does require some ruthlessness. Remember Darwin's theory of survival of the fittest? आपको वही करना है जिससे आपके बाकी पौधे अच्छे से उग सकें और आपको फल, फूल या सब्जी दें.
So with this one, we come to the end of today's episode. We'd like to thank all our listeners for sending us your lovely comments. It's always heartening to read your comments or hear your valuable ideas on what would add more value to the podcast. A regular listener once shared how the podcast has been making his Sunday morning tea and garden time more enjoyable, and how it has almost become a routine for him to play it out as he tends to his garden. And it made us curious to find out, when do our listeners like to hear the podcast most? Is it part of your me time or a filler between two chores? Is it something you relax with or something you fit in bits and pieces between rushing through your day's chores? Do you look forward to a specific section or do you hear all sections? Do share with us, as it would make a lovely read and give us some insights to focus on what's really making a difference to you. And as we get to design our next season, we will bring in some of these insights to make the podcast more enjoyable for you. In the meantime, stay safe, keep pushing the green agenda forward, and keep sharing your thoughts with us. You can find all the links for sharing your thoughts in the show notes. We will be back with our next episode in 2 weeks, and episode 8 will be our last episode for this season. We will take a short break of 4 weeks after that, and then we will come back with a new season focusing on monsoon care and monsoon plants. If you want to be notified of a new episode or have missed a previous episode or just want to listen to an episode again, subscribe to us on any podcasting platform. Just search for Sow and Reap, the Urban Gardening Podcast. Till then, happy gardening!